Today we're going to be looking at a passage from the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 15. Listen to these words. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends upon human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through your faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. There is no doubt that there are many, many different ways in this world that people share about how to have peace, how to have comfort. Sometimes people come and ask me what book they can get that will help them down that path. And if you go to any bookstore, you can find multiple options for all of those books, all of those ideas about how to have peace and how to live life in a way that's successful. You see, there's many proclaimed ways to find the truth, to find peace, and to find life. And maybe some of you have chased after some of those ways at times. Maybe you've looked down some of those paths to find out that those paths are dead ends. They may serve you for a time and a peace, and they may serve you in a way that helps you to step forward, but they're just proclaimed ways. They're not really truly ways. And the Apostle Paul wants us to know that there is a way. That there is a way. You see, all but one way is false, empty, and deceptive. All but one way. There is only one way by Scripture. And I trust Scripture more than I trust anything else. God has preserved the Scriptures throughout centuries and through many different problems and issues of people trying to bury it, trying to get rid of it, trying to get people not to pay attention to it at all. But Scripture for me is the one true way that I can find the way to truth, peace, and life. And isn't that what we all want? More than anything else, we want peace, don't we? And when I think about peace, I don't think just about absence of conflict, absence of problems, no wars. When I think about peace, I think about an understanding with God that I can fully understand who God wants me to be. And I can live into that. And when I live into that, that for me is peace. You see, God has already thought about a way that God wants me to live. And God has already chosen a way that would be the very best for me. And part of my problem is sometimes I settle for second best. And sometimes I settle for what is called good enough. This is good enough right now, and I'm not going to put any more effort into this. This is good enough. And you see, God has a much higher idea for me. And when I can live that idea that God has for me, that's when I'm at peace. Because peace, I told you, is not just an absence of conflict. It's an understanding of who God wants me to be and living into that. That's what peace is. Living into that so that I can be the person that God wants me to be. So I have found this to be true. Only through Jesus Christ will you find fullness of life, truth, and peace. There is nowhere else. We've been studying before our time in here. We've been studying on Sunday mornings through the book of 1 John, and we just finished that this week. And next week at 9 o'clock, we'll be looking at 2 John. So we've just looked through that, and John emphasizes time and time again, it's about Jesus Christ. And it's about those people who know Jesus Christ have eternal life. Those people who trust in what Jesus has done and believe that he came in the flesh, not just as a spirit, but that he came in the flesh and died on the cross for us. And when we believe in that, 1 John says we have eternal life. It says that we have peace, that we have comfort with God, that we can be in relationship with God, that we can understand now what God's asking us to do, and we can be part of doing that. That we can see the commandments of God and we can understand that they're not burdensome, but it's something that helps us to live a peaceful, accurate, good, truthful life. That's what we need. And Jesus says in John 14:6 this. What does Jesus say? In John 14:6? The people downstairs demonstrated to me that they had it memorized. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Now, those of you that mouth that along with me, just prove to me you know how to memorize Scripture. So when I suggest to you that there's some scriptures you should memorize, don't look at me and say, I can't do that. Because some of you just demonstrated to me that you can. You just didn't know where to find it in the Bible, maybe. But you knew the word. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That's where my life is. When I live in Jesus. And that's what Paul is talking about in the scripture, because he says in verse 9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. All the fullness, everything of God was in Jesus Christ. And when we believe in Jesus Christ, the scripture tells me that the Holy Spirit comes to live within my life and tells me about all the things that Jesus did and helps me to live that life that brings to me life, truth, and peace. If you are here today and you do not know Jesus Christ, you don't have life. That's what the scriptures say. It also says that you don't have peace if you do not know Jesus Christ. One of the times that I was listening to a video, Henry Blackaby, and for those of you that remember Henry Blackaby and experiencing God, I just want you to know that that was over 35 years ago that you know Henry Blackaby from. He told a story one time about Jesus being in the boat with the disciples when they had a storm. And Henry Blackaby related this story from the gospel. And he said that all the fishermen in the boat were concerned that the boat was going to be swamped by the storm. Where did they find Jesus when they finally found Jesus in the boat? And what was he doing? He was sleeping in the midst of a storm. What does that tell you? Jesus wasn't worried about the storm. And Henry Blackaby said it this way. They looked for Jesus to talk to Jesus, and they found him in the back of the boat sleeping. They found truth sleeping. The truth of their situation was in Jesus sleeping. He wasn't worried. Can you live with that kind of truth in this world? Yes. But you've got to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've got to recognize, and this is a very easy thing, you've got to recognize, first off, that you're a sinner. That means I don't get it right. That means I don't measure up to the mark that God has already put. I don't measure up to it. I fail. Sometimes I fail because I choose to fail. Ever done that? I choose that I'm not going to do right today. Nobody's done that, right? Sometimes we fail because we accidentally do the wrong thing or didn't realize that it was a wrong thing at the time we did it. Correct? So sometimes we choose to sin, and sometimes we sin and we don't know that it's a sin. But Scripture tells me in multiple places, there is not a person that is not a sinner. There is not a person that is not a sinner. Therefore, what comes to us is the story of Jesus Christ, about a God that loved us so much and so deeply that God was willing to give God's Son as a sacrifice in payment for my sins. Because I can't do it. I cannot pay for my own sins, no matter how much I try. It's not I get to the end of my life, and if enough good things stack up versus the bad things, God will accept me. That's not what Scripture says. Scripture says the only way I can get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. If there was another way, Jesus did not have to die on the cross. If there's another way, and think about that the next time you go into a bookstore and you see all these books about how to have a successful life that talk nothing about Jesus. Are they true? Not a single one of them is true. And I hope you think about that before you spend money on them. It might help your life in some ways, and it might encourage you in some ways, and it might lift you up in some ways. But it's not going to bring you salvation. It's not going to bring you to a place of truth. It's not going to bring you to a place of peace or of life. Those things may read good, but they're not true. They are not true. I don't know how many of you study your horoscope every day. Do you study your horoscope? I hope you realize I know I'm mispronouncing that. There's no truth to that. None whatsoever. There is no truth to that. The only truth you will find is in the Scriptures and in Jesus Christ. So as a Christian, you should seek to be deeply rooted in Jesus Christ. You should seek to be deeply rooted. How does Paul begin where I started reading today? So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. Are you sinking your roots deep within Jesus Christ? I do remember a few things from my forestry degree. And one of the things that I do remember from my forestry degree is that there's more tree underground than there is above ground. Almost every tree you see, there's more tree underground than there is above the ground. There are some species that's not true because all their roots are right on top. And those are the ones that normally don't last during a storm, correct? It's the tree that's roots are sunk deep, deep, deep within that can last through the storm. That can last through everything in life. And Paul is saying here, you need to do everything you can to sink all the roots that you have deep into Jesus Christ. It's one of the reasons I'm in the Scriptures every day. It's one of the reasons that here, starting in September, I think it is, we're going to start looking at one of the Gospels on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. And we're going to go through one of the Gospels chapter by chapter. Because we need to see the very life of Jesus Christ. We need to understand that life. And we need to understand what it means to walk with Jesus and to walk like Jesus. That's sticking your roots down within who Jesus is. Because Jesus is our example for living the life. That, to me, is one of the most exciting things about Jesus coming to this world. He showed me that I can live the life that God wants me to live. Now, I know some of you are going to tell me he was God. It was much easier for him. But he shows me that it's possible that if I rely upon God and trust upon God, I can live the life that God wants me to live in this world. That I can interact with the people and I can understand how to be like Jesus in this world. And that's why sometimes you hear me use the ugly word, change. I know, church people don't like change. Well, go find another religion. Because Christianity is about changing who we are into the image of Jesus Christ. And yes, I have met the people who tell me they're perfect. Have you ever met them? They've never done anything wrong their whole life. They already know how to act right in every situation, except most likely the situation where they're talking to you, and you happen to notice. You see, it's about changing into Jesus Christ. So if I'm going to do that, I need to let my roots sink as deep as possible to gather as much nourishment as possible, to allow that to come into my life and to allow that to flow through my life. Does that make sense? I need to see who Jesus is. I need to understand who Jesus is so that I can be more like Jesus. So I need to be rooted, built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. Deep roots in Christ. Deep roots in Christ will keep you from being captive to another way. Another story that I learned from Henry Blackaby that I love so much. Canadian Royal Mounties that look for counterfeit money have to go to school. Do you know what they study in school? They never study how counterfeit money is made. They never study what counterfeit money looks like. Not once. The only thing they study is real money. What does real money look like? How is real money made? Do you know why they do it that way? Because then when you see something that doesn't look like real money, you know it's counterfeit. If all I ever look at is real money and I see something that doesn't look the same, or I see something that's a little suspicious. I remember going to the bank one day. And the teller told me that somebody had just come into the bank that day depositing some money that the ink was still wet. And I was just like, no, you're telling me a story. And she was like, no, that did happen. Here's what I want to say that I learned from Henry Blackaby about that story about counterfeit chasers. I need to study Christ more than I study the wrong way. I need to study how Christ works in this world. I need to understand how Christ does things. I need to understand the truths that I can learn from Jesus Christ, because when I see something that doesn't match up, guess what I know? It's not truth. I know it right off the bat. It's not truth, because that's not the way that Jesus does it. That's not the way that Jesus works in this world. That's not how God does things. So when I am rooted deep within Jesus Christ, it's pretty easy not to be confused and held captive by things that aren't. Because where I'm getting my nutrients from is from truth. And I will be able to recognize when things are not truth. And most of the time, quite honestly, I just don't spend time with it. I don't need to study how it's done. I don't need to study how people are doing it wrong. I just need to live my life the way that Jesus would. And that means putting my roots down in Jesus deeply, firmly, powerfully. That's what it means. Do you have ways to do that? Are you reading your Bible every day? Are you spending time in prayer every day? Are you sharing the word of Jesus Christ with a lost world every day? Are you learning what it means to be more like Christ and to reflect that in this world every day? I keep saying every day because coming to church once a week does not save you. It's living life, and it's being rooted in Christ Jesus. That's salvation. That's eternal life. Not coming and listening to somebody talk about Scripture once a week. Are you spending time with this Jesus? So I want to ask you, what can you do to deepen your roots in Christ? What can you do? And as I ask that, I'm not talking about what you see other people can do. Start with yourself. Mahatma Gandhi was not a Christian, but he did say, be the change that you want to see. And I think that's what we need to do. Be the change that you want to see. Don't look for other people to change. Change your walk with Jesus. And change the way you walk in this world in relation to other people. So what can you do to deepen your roots in Christ? What can you do? Let's pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, we come to you acknowledging that there are often times that we have walked a different way than you want us to walk. That we've not followed you as closely as we can. And we've not taken the times to set our roots and get them deep in your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we pray that you will help us and guide us to do that. That you will encourage us and strengthen us to know how we can do that. In an everyday thing, not just something that occasionally we do because we feel like that's needed. But Lord, please show us how to truly be your people in this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.